The best thing to do in these Arctic conditions is to stay inside, but for many of us, that simply is not an option. Delivery people, police officers, and EMTs are just some of the people whose work forces them to stay outside despite the weather.
For some, like Eric Larson, this is familiar territory. Larson is a Wisconsin native, as well as a polar adventurer, expedition guide, and educator. His work has brought him to the North and South Poles, and part of his work is teaching people how to survive in sustained periods of deep cold. Larson tells Lake Effect's Joy Powers some of his tips for working outside.
One of the most important aspects of being outside in the cold is just having the right attitude. Physically, I don't think you need to be stronger than any other person to be able to withstand severe cold. I think you just need to be smarter and have a positive attitude and understand that you can be comfortable no matter what the conditions are.
So if you're someone who is, you know, pretty uncomfortable with cold just in general, what should you be doing to prepare yourself? What kind of clothing should you be wearing? How many hats? How many pants?
Yeah, I mean, I always say that there's no such thing as cold weather, just not enough layers. And so quite honestly, the biggest thing to prepare is just having enough gear and the appropriate gear. And so I generally tend to dress in layers. And so the colder that it is, the more layers that I put on. Generally next to my skin is a light wicking layer, which helps keep moisture away from my body. And then I add several insulating layers of fleece or down, and then a shell to protect from the wind. And so again, depending on the temperatures, I can either add or subtract those layers.
So you mentioned a wicking layer. What is that for?
Well, quite honestly, the one of the biggest things that I'm always concerned about in extreme cold weather, because I'm generally working very hard, is getting too warm. Your body actually generates a lot of heat, and as soon as you overheat, you sweat. And that sweat next to your skin actually replaces the layer of insulating air that's right next to your body. And so having that wicking layer, that layer next to your skin that can pull moisture away from your body so that that warm air layer stays intact is very important.
That's something my boyfriend works for UPS. He's a UPS driver. And he mentions a lot of the time that he'll start, you know, sweating because he's lifting boxes in and out of these trucks all day. So if you have a layer that can kind of absorb that's a way to avoid that.
Yeah, not only absorb it, but pull it away from your body to the outer layers. And then equally important, I think I really advocate for this idea of thoughtfulness in terms of cold weather. Very easily, you can overheat, as I mentioned. And I think what's very common is that people just assume that they're going to get too hot and then they start sweating. And so I kind of advocate this idea of thoughtfulness, as I mentioned, which is really as you start getting warm, taking layers off or unzipping or putting down your hood or whatever. Jokingly, I kind of call it the polar striptease. And as I'm traveling around in whatever cold weather environment, oftentimes I'm constantly modifying my layers and making adjustments just specifically so that I don't get too warm.
What are the biggest challenges when you've, you know, dressed at the beginning of the day and you're all bundled up? What are the biggest challenges as you work through your day as far as your clothing is concerned?
I think the biggest challenges are just keeping on top of all your systems and not relaxing so that you think you're in control of the situation and the environment. I think the ways in which I've seen most people get into either dangerous situations where they've gotten severe cold injuries or frostbite or potential survival situations is when you kind of relax and think that, oh, I'm just going to be fine or I'll take care of it later. And so this kind of constant diligence to keep on top of all your systems and to keep on top of managing your layers and your body temperature is probably the most important thing that you need to be mindful of throughout the day.
If you have clothing on that is getting water into it, is there anything you can do during the day to kind of fix that, or are you just kind of stuck until you get inside?
Yeah, I mean, you can get your clothes can get wet from both the inside from you overheating and from the outside when you're kind of in snow or wet conditions. And so it is hard at times to potentially dry that gear. That said, Wet gear can dry in the cold. There's a process called sublimation where, you know, a solid moves into a gas. And so there have been times, for example, in the Arctic Ocean on the way to the North Pole where we've actually fallen through the ice into the water. And what we do is just keep traveling in the hopes that our clothes will dry out as we travel. That said, I think that diligence in terms of monitoring your own layers and making sure that you're not getting any snow inside your boots or your gloves or things like that is going to just help that process of keeping dry.
Do you have any tips that people, you know, people who do work in the cold or have to be in the cold because it's just cold outside, do you have any tips that people might not think about?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest ways in which people lose heat in the wintertime is through their feet. And so just standing on a cold surface, you lose a lot of heat through conduction. So anything that you can do to insulate your feet from the ground is really important. Part of that might be adding an extra pair of insoles inside your boots. One of the things that you can also do if you're just simply standing in a spot for whatever reason or like ice fishing, you can stand on an insulated pad, like a foam pad, and that will actually help your feet stay warmer as well. That basic adage of putting on your hat, I think, is really important. So insulating your head. Oftentimes I see people that are cold that, you know, have their hood down and their zipper wide open. And so that's one of the first things that I tell them. I also think that, you know, one of the biggest ways to stay warm is just simply moving your body around. Your body generates a lot of heat. So if you are cold, moving around, running in place, doing jumping jacks can have a big impact as well. So there are a lot of subtle things, but, you know, overall, I think that's about it.
Yeah, when you're working with people for these expeditions, people who I'm guessing certainly aren't as experienced as you are with the extreme cold, are there things that tend to come up?
Yeah, I mean, I think the basic things that come up with everybody are just cold hands, cold feet. I think people are very concerned just about being outside all day. And oftentimes on my expeditions, we're outside in extreme cold, 30, 40, 50 below for, you know, 10 or 12 hours a day. And so I think just being out for that long is very intimidating while trying to manage doing anything with their hands or feet or whatever. And so I think the hands thing is a real big issue. For me, I'm a big advocate of mittens over gloves, although I do use a lot of gloves in occasions as well. So there are a lot of these little tips that I think add to your ability to stay warm.
I've seen people doing things like putting surgical gloves underneath, you know, their mittens or like plastic bags in their shoes.
Yeah, I mean that those things are called vapor barriers, and so the idea behind like plastic surgical gloves on your hands is that moisture doesn't get into your gloves or your mittens. And so that can work at times. You have to have a little bit more skill to make sure that you're being safe with that. Plastic bags on your feet is the same thing. I often have used that principle, and actually on our expeditions, we'll actually use just plastic bags from the grocery store as vapor barriers to help keep our feet warm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing so much information.
No problem. Good luck.
Eric Larson is a polar adventurer, expedition guide, and educator whose work has brought him to the North and South Poles, as well as Mount Everest. Larson is a Wisconsin native who spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers by Skype from his home in Colorado.